my dad was the most active guy I know. And when I was a young mother, he had an accident where he severed his spinal cord and ended up as a quadriplegic. He was paralyzed from the neck down. And so my siblings and I just were in total shock, and we spent lots of time with Dad every day, sitting with him at his bedside. And we felt horrible for Dad. I mean, we felt like, oh my gosh, we get to get up and leave the room, but he has to stay here. And one day I was sitting there talking to my dad, and he said, "Hey, Meg, hasn't this been great?" And I thought, what? How can you say that? You can't even move your fingers. And he said, I said, "Well, what? How can you say that?" And he said, "Well, it's just been great just sitting here having time to talk." And I thought, oh, I can't believe he can say that. And I learned so much about myself and about devotion and servanthood and love and family and what it means to be a Christian servant in that time period. And I don't want to deprive my children of that same blessing. I assume and I know that they'll be at my bedside when I can't move my finger anymore, you know, and I want them to have that.